bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome, folks. I'm the host for today. My name is Dr. C, Dr. A.M. Columbus, Jr., President and Founder of Aspen Christian College. And I have with me in the Cove today a couple of people that's going to be talking with us. And we've been discussing this for some time. And I want you to listen closely. You might want to spread the news, get someone else to listen to this. How many of you know that God is concerned about his people's welfare, and it takes money? It takes money. We have someone with us here. I'll call him Professor Michael. He's very learned and studied in biblical economics. Would you tell us something about yourself, Professor Michael?
Well, I've been teaching at Aspen for 4 years. I teach Biblical Economics 1 and 2, some very interesting classes. Economics 1, I call it the bad news because it's Satan's way of operating finances and money. And Biblical Economics 2 is God's way of doing things.
So Leviticus 19 chapter 35 to 36, it speaks of God's concern for the way we treat money. Matter of fact, I'll read it here. It says, "Do not use dishonest standards when measuring length, weight, or quantity. Use honest scales and honest weights." Can you tell me from your studies and teachings, is this something of great concern in our economy today?
Very much so. So many companies are just robbing people blind, and there's so many examples that I could give you of where companies are cheating their customers. One that I can think of just off the top of my head is I went to a convenience store one day and got a bottle of water, and it was 99 cents. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think anything of it, but when I got home, I looked at the receipt, and it said 0.998. So they are overcharging just by that little bit of a part of a penny. It's not even a 1 cent that they overcharge people. It's so small that people would, even if they saw it, they wouldn't go back. They wouldn't take the time or gas to go back and complain about it. So this company gets by with it all the time. So in class, we did a little research, mm-hmm. and we found out that this particular company, just in their stores in the United States, not counting other countries, but just the stores in the United States, makes over 6 million sales a day. Well, if you take that 0.008 that they're overcharging times 6 million sales times 365 days, they're making over $17.5 million
wow.
a year.
You know,
by cheating by that little bit.
You know, I heard that one airline, in order to increase their revenue, they served a certain meal, and by taking away one grape off the plate, mm-hmm. they made $47,000.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Now this is something. This is something. We're going to refer back to your expertise here. We have someone else with us that deals in the area of prophecy. He's quite well known in that field, and we call him Andrew the Prophet. Andrew, we welcome you to this. Cove, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me here. I've been doing prophecy for the past 10 years. My background is I've got about 25 years of education.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually an internal medicine physician.
Mm-hmm.
But recently studied philosophy, got a PhD in philosophy. And like I said, over the past year, 10 years, I've been talking about prophecy and what's going on in the world and how it relates to scripture. And I've actually written 7 books that deal specifically with prophecy and the end times and what's going on in current news.
Folks, this is exciting. We have some expertise here that I think is going to help us all if we just get into it. And we have many things to discuss and talk about, and I hope you will listen very closely. Is money that much of a concern in prophecy?
Money is a huge concern in prophecy. I think the verse that specifically comes to mind comes from Revelation 6:6,
and uh-huh.
it's basically the third seal of prophecy. And for those of you that don't think that prophecy has happened or that it's not going to happen till the distant future, I think they really need to open their eyes and realize that the end times are here and now.
Absolutely.
You mentioned, you know, in Leviticus about false weights and measures, how you measure it by height, length, and weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think people forget time is another thing that you measure it by. I think people would be foolish not to realize that what's going on in the Middle East, what is going on in Iran and Iraq, and in our case specifically, what's going on with our finances, how it doesn't all relate to prophecy. Now, going back to Revelation 6, mm-hmm. 6, specifically it says 3 quarts of barley for denarius and 1 quart of wheat for denarius.
So money is specifically referring
that. I mean that is as close as you can get to talking about wages and specifically false wages.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, how our government has diluted our wages. Because basically, what that verse is saying is a denarius at that time was a day's worth of wages. So mm-hmm. basically, what it's saying is that you better get your food now because your wages aren't worth much. And specifically, that has to do with hyperinflation. So in other words, it's kind of what you've seen happen in Argentina, what you've seen happen in many of the European countries in the past, where the currency becomes so hyperinflated that the wages aren't worth anything, and that you basically have to get your daily's wages and go ahead and get your food right away. Otherwise, your wages will be worthless. And like I said, we have Michael here, and he can definitely get into a discourse on how our government, how the feds, how our banking schemes,
mm-hmm.
Have influenced our daily wages.
Well, you just mentioned something that I think is very exciting to talk about, coming from Revelations 6, or Revelation, the book of Revelation 6, chapter 6, where it goes into the horses of the apocalypse.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about these things, and we need to get into that, and we will right after this break. Thank you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, senior pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Yes, we're back. Professor Michael, in your teaching of biblical economics, you cover the great disparities and unevenness and really dishonestness of our economies around the world. And specifically, we're going to consider what's happening around us today. And you talk about this in your classes, and you talk about this in your lectures. What's happening in our economy that is really something we need to pay attention to?
Well, I think one of the things that we really need to watch is that we don't understand or don't know about what's really going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I use an iceberg in my classes. And I show above the waterline are the things that we know about, like the banks and the government and so on.
Right.
But below the waterline, I have on there the things like the Fed, which with that name, you would think that would be government, and it's not. Most people don't realize that the Fed is actually a private organization. And behind the Fed is the elite bankers, the super rich people. And behind that is the New World Order organizations, and there's quite a number of them that are all involved in that. I use a funnel as an example, and around the top edge of the funnel, I show the different organizations that are all involved in this, and then they all funnel down to the New World Order because they're all having that as a goal, even though that's not what they necessarily look like on the top.
So what you're saying, and I kind of get a picture here because I know a little bit about an iceberg. They say the Titanic was sunk by an iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
That they didn't even see. And in some respects, an iceberg is like a mountain in the ocean. Mm-hmm. However, how much of that mountain is seen? An iceberg, how much of an iceberg do we see? I know people can't see the chart that you have there, but how much of that iceberg can we really see?
Oh, maybe a fourth to a third of it, but there's far more underneath the waterline than, you know, what there is above. And it's the most dangerous part is what's underneath the
So the real danger of an iceberg is below the sight level. So the danger in money, that the way money is treated and how it's done and how our economy is going, we don't have much example of a vision of.
Right.
And that's what you draw out in your classes, and the Bible definitely speaks to the dishonesty
That's
going on in money.
Absolutely. And that all goes back to the fact that what's behind all of these elite bankers and the New World Order organizations and so on is the spirit of greed and lust. And, of course, that comes from Lucifer. So it's all, you know, behind the scenes, and that's the most dangerous of all. If we take a look at what these organizations are doing, and of course for many years they were very much hidden, and the media even got a big thank you from them at one point for hiding the truth from the people. They said that they had hidden the truth from people for over 40 years. Well, this was written about 2001, so it's been so it's been more like 55 years or something that the media has purposely been hiding the truth from people so that they wouldn't know what's really going on.
And I think another thing that's causing us a problem is when we think of what's happening according to Scripture, especially when we look in the book of Revelations, prophet, that we think of that as futuristic. In other words, it hasn't happened yet. But is that the case? Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I think clearly that the first two seals of prophecy have already been open. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about war and they talk about governments influencing war. I think that the clear demarcator for that, I believe, is September 9, 2001. When 9/11 occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, at that time, what I would call George W. Bush is actually the first part of Revelation 13. So he was, you know, unlike what many people think, he was actually the first Antichrist to come into the scene.
So you're saying that prophecy is not something that always is going to, but is happening.
Prophecy is just, it's like the word of God, you know, it is the word of God.
Right.
And what the word of God says is that heaven is here now. Mm-hmm. So in other words, the prophecy is not something that is just fulfilled in the future, nor is it just fulfilled in the past, but it's also in the present.
So it's foretelling.
It's foretelling.
As well as sometimes foretelling.
Yeah.
It's foretelling.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's timeless. But anyway, going back to George Bush Jr., clearly George W. Bush Jr. was the first Antichrist. In other words, he was the beast from the sea that would go into Babylon, that would go into the Garden of God, that would go into the Garden of Eden, that would go into Iraq, that would go into Medes of old in order to yield Satan's power. And his actions in Iraq would be a catalyst of what would happen and what is happening at the present. Whether you're looking at the conflict between Iraq and Iran, whether you look at ISIS, whether you look at the Antichrist of present, who I call Muqtada al-Sadr,
mm-hmm.
who is about ready to take over in Iraq. Whether you talk about us as Babylon the Great, so us as the great merchant that fornicated with money and oil. So all these things are in the past, in the present, and will come forth in the future and will fulfill what God has set forth from the very beginning, which is the word, which is prophecy, which is the fulfillment of truth.
Well, I think this is very exciting because, you know, when we started the conflicts of the Middle East, unlike maybe the war in Asia with in the Vietnam era, or even many of the places mentioned in the news concerning what was going on in World War One and Two, we didn't have a biblical perspective because some of the names were not that familiar to people. But now, in the Middle East, these places are ancient. This struggle is ancient. It goes back for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the most fascinating things, is that we can see prophecy according to the Word of God being exhibited through name, even. Some we may not be familiar with. But we're going to talk about this after this break. God bless you.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back, folks. We left off talking about the relativity of the wars in the Middle East right now. We went into Iraq back in the 90s. Is that a biblical place? Is Iraq in the Bible anywhere, Prophet Andrew?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think what we fail to realize is that there are many, many biblical places. I think we got to look at ourselves first, and realize that, yeah, guess what, guys? We are Babylon the Great. We fulfill Revelation. We are the great merchants. We are the one that have fornicated with oil and money. And we will be the ones that will pay in the end because of our fornication. But absolutely, Babylon, whether you want to call it Babylon, whether you want to call it Garden of Eden, whether you want to call it Garden of the Gods, whether you want to call it Medes, whether you want to call it Persia, these are all the same places. This is Iraq. And clearly, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush fulfilled prophecy by abhorrently going into Iraq, specifically George W. Bush Jr., Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They specifically did a very, very evil thing, but in my mind, I'm happy they did it because by doing so, they fulfilled prophecy. Mm-hmm. So God specifically gave power to these sons of perdition in order to fulfill prophecy.
I think we need to understand, too, from what you're telling me, there was some mismanagement, some misdeeds.
It wasn't even misdeeds. These are deeds of Satan.
Yes, evil deeds.
Let me be clear about this.
Yes.
They were serving Satan by what they did, period.
Okay.
What they did was evil. What they did will be punished in the end. That I can guarantee. But regardless of, you know, what I say, the specific reason that we went into Iraq in 2003, guys, was not for weapons of mass destruction.
What was it?
And the greatest irony of this, the whole thing,
uh-huh,
is that guess what? It took ISIS 1 month to find uranium.
I thought that it was quite ironic.
Yeah, and obviously that uranium was meant, yes, for medical and for research purposes. But guess what? That, you know, the 40 kilos of uranium that they stole, yeah, they can make that into a dirty bomb. So ironically, in 1 month, the Sunnis have got themselves a weapon of mass destruction. But regardless of that, clearly the reason that we went into Iraq were for one of two reasons. The first,
mm-hmm,
reason is for, obviously it's for oil.
Oil?
Second largest oil reserve in the world.
Yes.
Untapped because of what we've done to Iraq in the past and made the oil untappable. 200 billion barrels of oil tappable. So we're talking about the second largest reserve in the world. And Cheney clearly alluded to this before he even became vice president. He actually made a speech in which he said,
yes,
that we have met peak oil demands and that we are in trouble unless we can meet our energy needs. He said the only place that we could possibly meet those needs would be Iraq. And he talked about Iraq. He said, you know, eventually we will get their oil. He said, but the process will be very slow because of, you know, Saddam Hussein was in power then, and that we had to go through the means of Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, the other oil OPEC mm-hmm. countries mm-hmm. before we tapped their oil. But he did make a specific claim. He said that is unless we have a Pearl Harbor in Iraq. If we have a Pearl Harbor, then we can get to their oil.
So there was a not an altruistic reason for them going there.
Well, altruistic if you're looking at Cheney and Bush, yeah, sure.
In that way,
sure, it's altruistic
but
for
not
them
for the government's
no,
sake.
No, but for them and their companies, absolutely, it was altruistic. But so anyway, the reason that we went into Iraq was for that very purpose, was to tap their oil. The second purpose, for which most people don't realize, is we went in there for petrodollars.
Mm-hmm.
So actually,
the money.
Yeah, and that's something that Michael can talk about. He's a much proficient at this. But the basic gist of the matter is that the U.S. at one point, the dollar bill was represented with gold.
Mm-hmm.
Under Nixon, that was lost, and we became a paper currency. But not just a paper currency. We had to back it up with something in order to keep the U.S. dollar in power. It was backed up by Saudi oil. So as long as all our currency was performed in U.S. petrodollars, then everything would be kosher. The minute that someone decided to start trading oil in a different currency, very specifically euro dollars or petro euros, as we would call it, there would be a problem. So actually Saddam Hussein in 2000 did that. He specifically said, I'm no longer going to trade my oil in US dollars. I'm going to trade them in euros. So the purpose of us going into Iraq was, first of all, teach that guy a lesson. Make him a lesson for the rest of the world that if you decide to trade in euros, we're going to send our mighty forces against you.
Folks, the Bible plainly says in the book of Proverbs that God says all the silver, all the gold is his. It's all his.
Absolutely.
So when they do things, when we do things to disrupt that or in any way cause that to be corrupted, we have to answer to God for that. I don't know about you folks, but I have in my possession right now a silver certificate. It's $5 silver. It's a currency that was printed some years ago, not recently for sure, because on that silver certificate, it plainly says that I can exchange that $5 piece of paper for silver. And when we come back, we're going to ask Professor Michael, what has happened to cause even our paper money to be different from what it was as opposed to what it is? And I'm sure he knows about these things. He teaches it. He's studied it. And it's changed in many ways what our economy looks like. And it's all biblical the way we need to approach it, because we're talking about something that is biblical economics. We'll be back right after this break. Thank you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Thank you, folks. And here we are again discussing topic on money and the Bible and prophecy. And as I was saying before, I have this silver certificate. It's a little faded. It's so old, I kind of keep it covered up. And I know that it's not just a regular $5 bill because it has on there silver certificate, but it looks just like a $5 bill. It still has, the same image as your regular $5 bill. And Professor Michael, can you tell me a little about that?
Yes, I have one too. Mine's just a $1 silver certificate. Uh-huh. But they took that off because you can no longer turn it in for silver.
Oh, so I can't get any $5 worth of silver with that?
No, absolutely not.
You take $5, but I can't get $5 worth of silver.
No, absolutely not. You can get $5, but it isn't, you know, it might be $1 bills or something, but they won't give you silver for it. The whole scheme of things is to rob people and for them to make more money, but not us. And they just find every way they can to cheat.
So you're saying that they can print the money to say any number of dollars they want, and it doesn't have to really mean that those dollars are backed in silver or gold?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right. It's not backed by anything like that. In fact, it's hardly backed by anything at all.
It's just paper.
Pretty much just paper. I tell my students that every denomination of bill is really worth the same because it uses the same amount of paper and ink to print any of them, no matter whether it's a one or a thousand. So in that, from that sense, it's all the same. But the value goes down as they print more money. The more money they print, the less each one is worth. So that's called inflation.
So I'm liking that too. I know I love chips and things that come in bags like that, and they tell me that the bags are the same size in many instances, but if you read the fine print, the amount of chips have changed inside the bag.
Absolutely. There's less and less in them all the time.
So not as many chips.
Nope.
Even less weight.
Yeah, absolutely. And then more and more, they're finding ways of doing that. Now, like, for instance, a big bag of potato chips.
Right.
The bag looks just as big as it was.
Yes.
But they're filling it with air and sealing it so that it looks like it's still a big bag of chips.
They make it look like it's full when it's not really full.
Exactly. And there's many instances that I could show you where, sausage and other types of meats has always come in the past in a 1 pound size. Well, now they're 14 ounces or 12 ounces. You're paying more, but you're getting less for your money. They've cut back in the quantity so much. Ice cream, for instance, used to always be sold in half gallons. Well, then they went down to 1.75 quarts. And then now most of them have gone down to 1.5 quarts. You're paying more, but getting far less. There's only one company that I know that is still giving you a full half gallon of ice cream. There's so many things like that where they are cheating you. And a friend was showing me that he goes to this one particular fast food restaurant for breakfast a lot. And there are two of these particular restaurants about a little under 2 miles apart. If he goes to the one, he pays $2.70 for a sausage egg McMuffin. But if he goes a little bit farther down the street, it's only $1. So that's a lot. You know, you could get almost three of them for that price at the other restaurant. And it's the same thing. So companies are just cheating any way they can. But it all comes back, like I say, to greed.
So they're getting more bang for less.
Something like that, yeah.
They're getting more
they're of getting
the people's
more,
money
yeah,
by putting out less.
By giving us less, exactly.
And I've always wondered, you know, when I was a kid, we could buy gasoline, and my parents bought gasoline, and it was so many cents per gallon.
Absolutely.
And then I don't know when that changed, but before I bought a car, it was not sold that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was sold so many cents, 0.9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you see any relation there?
Oh, yeah. That's just an extra way to get a little bit more from you
without you knowing.
Looking. Right.
Yeah.
It's just like the one I was telling you about at the convenience store, just that little tiny bit extra. It's not a full penny, but it makes them a lot of money over, you know, with a lot of sales. It also comes into play with the fact that gas prices are so widely different in different parts of the world. I was amazed when I found this chart that shows a map of the world and what the prices, gas prices are in so many different countries, that it was just amazing. Here right now, it's around $3.50 to $3.60, somewhere like that. Certain parts of town, it's $3.40 something. But according to this map, like in Norway, for instance, it was $9.38 is the average.
$9.38?
Yes, that's their average price there.
Is that per liter or per gallon?
This has all been translated into gallons.
Into gallons.
Right, so that you get a fair idea of it. Saudi Arabia is 41 cents.
41 cents?
Right. But the one that really shocked me,
Saudi Arabia, where they have much of the oil production.
Right.
It's they're just literally just saying, take it, huh?
Almost.
41 cents a gallon.
But then the really amazing one that just blew my mind was Venezuela. It's only 6 cents a gallon there.
6 cents a gallon in Venezuela.
Right. And that's amazing. But
you know what's so startling about that? In order to sell something, aren't you supposed to make a profit?
Well, supposedly.
Do you think they're making a profit?
I don't think they're giving it away free.
I would think not. So even so at 6 cents, they're making some money.
Sure.
And we're selling it at $4 to $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
So because we're saying, well, somebody has to make a profit.
Yeah. What I tell them is that if they can sell it for that there, they can sell it for that anywhere. And the thing is, it's greed of the oil companies and taxes. Some countries put a lot of taxes on their gasoline, and that brings the price way up.
Well, wow. We need to talk about these things and others. We'll be right back. Thank you.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving. Forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.